ओम नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमेढ्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिकाशक्ति रामकृष्णेऽस्तिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् लभन्ते ब्रह्मनिर्वाणं ऋषयः क्षीणकल्मषाः छिन्नद्वैतायतात्मानः सर्वभूतहिते रताः। इन दिस श्लोका भगवान एक्सप्लेन्स फाइव स्टेजेस ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिसेस इन गेनिंग आत्मज्ञानम। इन द लास्ट क्लास वी सा टू स्टेजेस, Kshina Kalmashaha was the first stage, those who are freed from impurities. Impurities in the spiritual context is Raga Dveshati Malam. What is the impurity in mind? Only it is in the form of likes and dislikes. The strong likes and dislikes are called impurities of mind. And another definition is, anything which obstructs our spiritual life is called impurity. Because Bhagavan happened to be Nitya Shuddha Vastu, happened to be embodiment of all purity. If we are not aware of that embodiment of purity, what obstructs is this impurity of the mind. Impure mind becomes an obstacle in knowing our own real nature. That impurity is born out of attachment. Raga Dvesha is the main cause. So our acharyas say, anything which obstructs your spiritual journey, you have to take it as papam. Kalmasham means papam. Anything which obstructs your spiritual life is papam. For some people, very money is the obstacle. Because of wealth, they forget the Lord. An entity which can never be forgotten is forgotten because of external wealth. An entity which can never be diverse is diverse because of wealth and near and dear ones. See, we love people because of the presence of the Lord. I used to say always this example. Suppose one mother is crying. Her husband passed away. She was crying, crying, crying in such a way, all the people who came to that death, they felt very bad. So much she is crying, then one person went and asked, Amma, why you are crying? She told, how much I loved my husband, you know. How much I loved my husband. Now he has gone from me. Then the onlooker says, no, your husband's body is here only. Your husband is here only. You loved him only, he is here only. So if you are loving so much, why can't you keep that body with you? Then that mother will tell, any mother will tell, no, I did not love this body. I loved someone who was residing in this body. Body is there intact as it is. But there was someone whom she was loving as her husband. Who is that someone? As long as that someone is hiding in that body, she herself might have thought, so-and-so physical body is my husband, correct? She has discriminated her husband from others in the creation in terms of what? In terms of body only. Correct? So she has identified her husband in terms of body only as long as that husband was alive. Once that husband was dead, she says, no, 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 in reality, I did not love my husband's body. I was loving someone who is inside this particular body. So once that someone, some entity which goes away from this body, once it goes away, this body becomes an object of ashuchi, object of impurity. If you touch that body, you have to take bath. The same body which was hugged by this mother, just one day before or 1 hour before, now if she touches that body, she has to take bath. And she cannot keep that body. Even though she wants to keep her husband, she cannot keep that body of the husband. So who is that husband? Who is that husband? Shastra says, Navare patyuk kamaya patipriyam bhavati, atmanastu kamaya patipriyam bhavati, Navare jayaye kamaya jayaf priyam bhavati, atmanastu kamaya jayaf priyam bhavati. There is one entity which is named in the scriptures as Atma or Chaitanyam or Bhagavan. Because of the presence of that entity in that particular body, the body becomes the object of respect. We call someone as Sir or Madam. This Sir or Madam is the word which is addressed to whom? Is it addressed to the body or is it addressed to someone who is inside the body? If it is addressed to the body, everyone should address dead body. Sir, please get up, sir. Correct? So we don't address that. We don't address the dead body as sir or madam. Understand? We don't address that dead body as father or mother, or child or husband or wife. So Shastra says, Navare sarvasya kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati, atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. You have to love the Lord. In and through the love of the Lord only you can love any individual, anything in the creation. So this love is what? An unconditional love. Unfortunately, we don't know that. When we love the husband, we don't love the husband actually, we love the Lord. And this knowledge dawns when the husband passes away, when the onlooker says, keep your husband. Then you say what? No, no, this is not the husband which I loved. This is the body of my husband. My husband has gone. So who is that husband? Who is that husband? Shastra says it is Bhagavan. So you can never afford to forget the Lord. Every love in the creation is in and through of that love. So anything which makes you to forget that primordial love, principal love, reject it as papam. So anything abstracts. Because of wealth I forget the Lord, wealth is the source of papam. Because of health if I forget the Lord, health is the sign of papa. Lot of papa karma this fellow has done. Therefore, all the time he is engaged in boxing. Hitting that boxer bag. Bhagavan did not send you to hit the boxer bag. He has sent you to hit your own thinking process. This fellow hits and spends the entire life. Another fellow sings cinema songs and spends the life. Another fellow enjoyment. Like animals, we live the life. Once we forget the Lord, our life is nothing better than animal life. Therefore, Shastra says, anything which makes you to forget the Lord is a sign of sin. It's a sign of papam. So, how to get rid of that? How to get rid of that? By performing all our day-to-day duties as the worship of the Lord, connecting the idea that it is nothing but seva to the Lord. So, Karma Yoga attitude, it was called. So we have seen elaborately in the third chapter and fourth chapter. So by Karma Yoga Sadhana, first the seeker, the spiritual seeker becomes Kshina Kalmashaha. Then second stage is Yatatmanaha. They become Yatatmanaha, men of self-control. Yataha Atma Indriyani Yeshante Jitendriyaha Yatatmanaha. They attain control over their own sense organs and mind. Why you forget the Lord? Why you forget the Lord? Because sense organs and mind is totally engrossed in the name and form. Suppose if you eat ice cream thinking that it is nothing but ruchi of the Lord, you will not enjoy it. Correct? Your mind is with the Lord, so ice cream you will miss. Suppose if you see a cinema all the time thinking about the reality that there is no cinema, only white screen is there, suppose, will you enjoy? No, you will not enjoy this. What is this nonsense? Colorless, orderless, white screen and cinema is nothing but shadow. Now suppose all these ideas if we have, you will not enjoy the cinema drama, correct? So people try to forget it. That's the reason before projection of the cinema, what do you need? Light in the hall or room should be dimmed, correct? In cinema theater they do that. First they put off light, slow, little, then they bring you and make you to forget that screen, white screen, then they project. Cinema, World War II, lot of fighting happens and boxing happens. You are totally engrossed in that boxing. You also give a boxing to your spouse or someone. What happens? Totally tadatmya happens. So that is because of indriya and mind. The spiritual seeker never loses sight of the goal of life. Therefore, he will use these mind and indriyas in a judicial way. Nobody can avoid using eyes and ears and sense organs. Nobody can avoid using mind. But in which field it should be utilized, which field it should be activated, from which field it should be restrained, all these things called self-control. This self-control is attained through constant remembrance of the Lord, japa, meditation, nama sankirtana and pujas. And this cannot happen automatically. Mustache will come automatically. You have to feed your mouth, that's all. You need not work for mustache. I remember one small incident. One of my acharya's acharya, it seems he went to West. So they asked, why you grow beard? The dadi. Why you grow beard? Because for Westerners, these things are all very big thing. So why you grow beard? So that Swami told, I don't grow beard. What? What a lengthy beard you are having? But you say that I don't grow beard. Then the Swami told, I don't grow beard, it grows. You can ask, why don't I shave? Ask proper questions like that. That was sharp he was, that Swamiji. So you need not grow beard. You do not grow mustache. It comes automatically. Only thing is you have to feed yourself, that's all. Similarly, this self-control will not come automatically. You have to do some yatna. Yatna means what? Self-effort. Growth in spiritual life is always a result of self-effort. Refinement in our personality is always result of self-effort. That's what Swamiji, Swami Vivekananda used to call these Western people who were elders in age, physical age, they were elders. But their thinking process and level of maturity, these are all very childish. So he used to call them mustached babies. They are externally elders, but internally they are babies. So it seems that a mother was waking up the child. Hey, get up, you have to go to school. Son was telling, no man, I won't go to school. Nobody likes me. I don't go to school. Then mother says, hey, you have to get up. Get up. Today you have to go to school. No. Nobody likes me. Everybody criticizes me. No, I cannot go. I don't want to go. Then mother says, hey, you are headmaster of the school. School key you are having. Get up. So this person, though headmaster, still the childish attitude. Because children only can complain that others criticize me. Understand? No elder can complain that others criticize me. Because the criticism is a part of life. When you are happy when somebody praises you, you should be happy when somebody criticizes you also. So children only cannot understand this rule that both sides are criticism and praise are two sides of same kind, same life. Even after becoming 70 years and 80 years also, people have complained, Swamiji, my children are criticizing me. That means what? Mustache babies. So self-effort was missing there in order to understand the facts of life. So spiritual growth and refinement in our personality is completely the result of self-effort. But generally what people say, Bhagavan did all these things, what to do? I am idiot. Like this I am born. I don't know anything, what to do? These are all sab Bhagavan ka iccha hai. Bhagavan ka iccha, not eating. Eating is iccha. But when you talk about japa, when you talk about meditation, when you talk about pilgrimage, when you talk about attending scriptural classes, what he says? Sab Bhagavan ka iccha hai. So putting the bugs on the other shoulder, your spiritual growth cannot be determined by Bhagavan. Please understand. repeatedly Bhagavan is going to tell in future shlokas, in 6 shlokas, he will tell, Uddhared Atmanatmanam, Natmanam Avasadayet. Hey Arjuna, you have to raise your standard of life. Never put down your self-dignity. You should have that self-dignity and raise your self-dignity, and it is completely under your control. What is under our control? Refining ourselves. We try to refine our children. We try to refine. Refine means what? Change. We try to change our children. We try to change our spouse, and we try to change our atmosphere, and in that attempt we fail, we complain also. How much I try, Swamiji, this fellow doesn't obey at all. He is not hearing my words. Have you heard your words? Have you heard Sadhu's words? Have you heard scriptures' words? Have you heard Bhagavan's words? So we don't try to refine ourselves, we try to refine others. Shastra says, in refining others, you don't have any access. You don't have any power. But with regard to refining yourself, you have complete control. So spiritual growth is not God determined. It is your determination that makes growth. So God cannot decide who should have moksha in this janma, who should not have moksha in this janma. God cannot decide. Because Bhagavan himself will tell in future shlokas that Samoham sarvabhuteshu namedveshosti napriyaha ye bhajanti tuma bhaktya mayite teshu chapyaham. He says, I am equal to all. Like the 5 elements in the creation are equal to all. If somebody complains that sun is not blessing me, this fellow is shutting himself inside the bedroom. He shut all the windows and doors also shut, and he has covered himself with thick rug. Now he says, I am suffering in darkness. Sun is not blessing me. So what you will tell? Hey, get up, open the window, automatically sun's blessing you will have access. You can tap that sun's blessing, that is already there. You have to open the window. You have to tap that grace. So Bhagavan's grace is unconditional. It is available all the time. Like space is available all the time for all people. Space cannot say, you are a robber, therefore I will not give space to you. You are a sinner, therefore I will shrink the space. Understood? So it cannot say. Train cannot say, I will not pour wherever sinners are there. Fire cannot say, I will not have firing capacity because you are a sinner. You cannot say. Similarly, Bhagavan also cannot say that I won't bless you when you seek for blessing. That's what he says. Yetu bhaktya bhajanti mayite teshu chapyaham. That bhaktya bhajanti is meant what? Bhajana, you are going to do worship. Worship in various levels, whether it is service or puja or japa or nam sankirtana or Vedanta vichara. These are all worship only. Whatever level it may be, but you have to take the initiative steps. Therefore, his grace is unconditional. One, you have to tap that unconditional grace through your self-effort. In that self-effort, even if your entire life is lost, it is a worthy thing. So in order to gain certain higher gains, you have to be ready to give up some lower things. So there is a shloka in our culture. Tejed ekam kulasyarte, gramasyarte kulam tejed, kulam janapadasyarte, atmarte prithivim tejed. In order to protect one particular kula, you can renounce one son. You can renounce one son. You can give him as an offering. Suppose somebody comes and threatens, entire kula I will destroy. But I will not do that if you give your son as my slave. Shastra says, give that son, no problem. And protect the other people in the kula. So in order to protect the kula, kula means family, clan, you can renounce, because what you give is very small thing and what you gain is huge thing. Similarly, in order to protect the grama, gramasyarte kulam tejet. Entire family you can sacrifice for the sake of protecting the community. Kulam janapatasyarte or gramaha janapatasyarte. In order to protect the entire country, entire village can be sacrificed. But in order to realize the Lord, in order to gain this knowledge, self-knowledge, in order to gain moksha, Shastra says, prithivim tejet, the entire creation you can give up. Because what you give up is a small small segment in the creation. In our day-to-day life, this creation has meaning, only one-third meaning. Correct? The money, the wealth, the bank deposit doesn't have any meaning when you go to sleep. There is another world called dream world. This money will not be helpful there. So you may keep money under the pillow, or you keep the pillow itself full of money and sleep, and you will have a world wherein you are searching for 10 rupees ticket, bus ticket. So what happened to this? And you eat full stomach, because of which you get that dream, and there in that dream you will be with lot of hunger. Stomach is there, food is there in the stomach, because of which only the very dream world has been projected. But this food is not valid. You cannot open your fridge, waking fridge, and take food in the dream. So whatever world we have in waking state is not useful in dream state and sleep state. So it has only one third reality. Therefore, the moksha which you are going to gain is infinite. Therefore, any amount of renunciation, any amount of sacrifice is worthy. When the seeker understands all these spiritual ideals in his life, when he prepares himself, and when he gains that qualification and approaches a competent teacher asking for self-knowledge, who is that competent teacher? Kshatriya Brahmanishta Guru. If he goes to that guru with all qualification, mental qualification, what is that mental qualification? We call it sadhana chatushtaya sampattihi, viveka shakti, vairagyam. Vairagya means love towards the Lord. Then shama, dama, uparama, control over the sense organs and the mind. Then mumukshutvam, inordinate desire for becoming free person. In this way, when you are qualified and approach the guru, the teacher reveals your own real nature. What is that real nature? What is that real nature? Aitadatyam idam sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi svetaketu. Teacher will not tell that there is a God sitting behind the clouds in heavens or Vaikuntha or Shivaloka. The real God is your own self, your own real nature, by which entire creation is being projected. Aichad Atmyam Idam Sarvam. Idam Sarvam means entire creation. So he will tell that you are the essence of the Himalayas, you are the essence of the ocean, you are the essence of the fire, essence of everything is you. Not this 5 feet 6 inches you, but another you he will point out. Idam Brahma, Idam Kshatram, Ime Loka, Ime Deva, Imani Bhutani, Idagam Sarvam, Yadayam Atma. It's a beautiful mantras in Upanishads we come across, wherein the glory of the individual, the real individual, is sung. When we consider ourselves as a tiny creature having lots of financial problem, credit card problem, wife problem, husband problem, the Shastra says, hey, you are not a problematic person. You are the solution for all the problems in the creation. So that means what? I have two types of contradictory ideas about myself. One idea is given by my own sense organs and mind. My mind says that I am so and so with so and so gender. I am human being with male body or male gender. Then with so and so color. This color is a problematic one nowadays. So cosmetic industry runs crores together. 40% of human earnings go to this cosmetic industry, it seems. They have done survey. Because of what? One notion that I am human being with so and so color, and that particular color is a favorite color. So all ignorance. And my parent always call me a idiot, a monkey, a donkey. Parents call children a koranga. If mother calls child monkey, what will be mother? If father calls child as donkey, what will be the father? So we should never call our children in that language. Hey Bhagavan, when father gives name to child, there is a mantra, it's a samskara. Nama samskara they call it. That name giving ceremony is there, na? It's a ceremony, big ceremony in our culture. There the mantra comes, father addresses the child, just some 3 months old child. The father addresses, hey Bhagavan, you are Brahman. You are Brahman. To bless me, you have come, you have taken this form. These are all mantra ideas. To bless me, you have come in this form, so I cannot disgrace you, so please accept my pranam. And I cannot call you Brahman also, because problem will be there. Brahman 1, Brahman 2, Brahman 3. So whole world will be what? Brahman, Brahman 1, 2. You have to number, number wise. Then number also is problem. Now 6 billion something they say, na? 6.5 billion something. For the sake of transactional purpose, oh Lord, I am giving you name. Please forgive me that you cannot have any name. But for the transaction sake, I am trying to give you a name. Please forgive me for this apachara. What a grand idea in this culture, imagine. Father says to the child. Now modern fathers call the children as donkey, monkey. Understand? So never do that. When the world says that I am so and so, when my sense organ says that I am individual with particular body, when my parents say that I am donkey, monkey, when the teachers always say me as an idiot, no teacher says students as intelligent. Always they say, hey, idiot, idiot. Only one person calls me as Amritasya Putra. Who is that? Vedantic teacher. So at least to hear, the entire world scolds you. Understand? At least to hear some good words, you come to Vedanta class. Shastra will tell, you are infinite. You are everything. It is nice to hear, at least. You are good for nothing, everybody says. You are idiot, everybody says. Understand? Only Shastra Acharya or Shastram or Bhagavan says, you are beautiful entity in the entire creation. Idam Brahma, idam Kshatram, ime Loka, ime Deva, imani Bhutani, idagam Sarvam Yadayam Atma. Aitad Atmyam idam Sarvam, tat Satyam sa Atma, tattvam asi Shweta Ketu. So that is the revelation. What is that revelation? That you are not a finite individual subject to all types of problems. You are the infinite entity. Your body is finite, subject to all types of problems. Your mind is finite, subject to all types of problems. But you are not finite, because you are not body or mind. Our entire problem is what? Because of that identity with this body, the problems of the body becomes my problem. The problems related with this particular body becomes my problem. For some people, if their children are suffering out of fever, they won't bother. If pet dogs are getting anything problem, they have a problem. Tadatmyam. Attachment is just my. They are not attached to children or husband or wife. They are attached to dogs nowadays, modern culture. That is another lot of huge expenditure happens. That particular animal is very pakka animal, very intelligent animal. It knows the weakness of human being. Emotional dependency is the weakness of every human being. So it has to do what? Simply it has to shake his tail and come down. When father enters, children go inside the room being afraid of the father. So the father thinks, no fellow comes and invites me, all right, I will bring one dog. So he brings one dog. Wife doesn't invite, children don't invite. So dog invites. And dog, how it invites? As even you enter the street, because of smelling capacity, they start barking, barking, barking. And people in the house, suppose children are seeing TV, mother will caution, hey, up over her. Father is coming. So all will go. And our Acharya Swami used to say, there are some fellows, even dogs will go to its room being afraid of this fellow. So that is the problem. Because of what? Tadatmyam. I connect myself with all problematic things in the creation, and I consider that I have a problem. If you want concrete example, try to purchase a new car. Any scratch happens on that new car will happen to you in double the rate in your body or in your mind. Understand? Last week or 10 days before, one of our volunteers came and he was very much sorrowful. I asked why. Somebody has given scratch, new car. Poor man, some 12, 13 lakhs he has spent. Swamiji, see this. Then another volunteer was there. Oh, very good. You will get vairagyam because of it. How you will get vairagyam? To get vairagyam, you have to spend 12 lakhs. Understood? Anityam, asukam, kar. Shastra says, anityam, asukam, lokam. So how lokam involves everything? So anityam, asukam, kar. You purchase the car for the sake of comfort and happiness. The very car becomes the source of discomfort and unhappiness. When somebody gives a scratch, you find that you are scratched. So all these are all because of ignorance. Shastra Acharya says, hey, you are not body. Body is an incidental entity in which you live. It's a house. You are a householder. You are the owner of the house. So it has a utility. But you are not that entity. Your connection, your samparka is what? With the Lord. That's why Shastra calls us Amrutasya Putra. Oh, children of the Lord. When a person understands this, through the consistent and systematic study of Vedantic scriptures for a length of period under the guidance of competent teacher, is called listening to the scriptures. What is the meaning of listening to the scriptures? Means what? Consistent and systematic study of Vedantic scriptures for a length of time or years under the guidance of a competent teacher. What is the criterion to be a competent teacher? There is no gap between his teaching and his life. Whatever he teaches, he lives that life. According to him, what is the understanding? That I am infinite, I cannot be a finite entity. You observe his life, he lives an infinite entity. What is the sign that he has assimilated the teaching? He is an unshakable person in any situation. In Bhagavan Krishna's life, what you see? So many situations come in his life. He is unshakable. Never he was in morose face. But all our faces, what? In our faces, address is there. So and so, Mr. So and so, Dukkha. Correct? But a jnani is one who is always cheerful and happy in spite of problematic situations. When the seeker understands the teaching given by the teacher that you are infinite, the seeker becomes what? A jnani. The seeker also becomes a rishihi, rishati, janati, atma tattvam iti. In that shloka, you can see, labhante brahma nirvanam, rishayaha, kshina kalmashaha is there. First stage what? Kshina kalmashaha. Second stage what? Yatatmanaha. Third stage is rishayaha. Fourth stage is what? Chinnadvaitaha. That means a person, a jnani who is free from all types of doubts. The essence of entire Vedanta can be put in one line or one shloka. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha. Vedanta says, Jivaha Brahma Iva. You are infinite. And that infinite is the only reality. Brahma Satyam. First teaching, let us take first teaching. Brahma Satyam. Brahman is the reality. And you search for that Brahman. It is not available in marketplace. Anywhere you see, you don't point out someone as Brahman. But Shastra says, that is the only reality. We see every blessed thing in the creation except God, correct? Brahman means what? God. We see every blessed thing in the creation except the God. But Shastra says, God is the only reality. Whatever you see is nothing but unreal. It's a projection. So how to believe? I have to go through lots of scriptural analysis. Then only I will come to know that God is the only reality. As long as I don't understand that God is the only reality, I will consider money as the reality, people as the reality, world as the reality, possession as the reality. Even though we are devotees telling that God only protects, God only protects, what is our inner idea? Bank balance has to be kept intact. We should have at least some bank balance. Some property should be there. If possible, MG road, something. At least from rent we can manage future life. Retirement life we can manage it. Rent. If I have the idea that Bhagavan is the only reality, reality alone you can depend upon, so you will not depend upon all other wealth. So that means the very fact that I depend upon the world and people and situation for my security, peace and happiness shows what? So I don't depend upon Lord. So that idea will come after long period of spiritual sadhanas. So these doubts will be there. If Bhagavan is the only reality, why is not appearing in front of me? And not only it is the only reality, Shastra says, this world is not at all reality. the tangible thing which I experience every moment of my life is not at all reality, it says. And not only that, another third bomb is what? I am the infinite. It says, Jivo Brahma Iva Na Paraha. I can accept there is some God living somewhere else. But suddenly if you call me a God, how can I accept myself as God? I know I am not God. And philosophers, there are many philosophers, many religions say, if you tell that you are God, it's a blasphemy in many religions. Understood? So only Vedanta says every entity, every living entity in the creation is nothing but child of the Lord. So how to accept? So lot of doubts. So all these doubts are removed from this person who happened to go through the process called mananam. By karma yoga, you become a man of purity. By devotional practices, you become yatatmanaha, man of self-control. By approaching a teacher and listening the Vedantic scriptures from a competent teacher, you become rishihi. Then fourth stage is what? By going through various analysis process in your own mind, you become free from all types of doubts. When the seeker has assimilated the teaching and when he is convinced about the truths revealed by Vedantic scriptures, the truth that you are infinite, the truth that the world is nothing but name and form of the substance called you, when it is understood, then he becomes a jnana nishtaha. When he considers that I am infinite, I am everything, idea comes, correct? I am not table, I am not mic, I am not chair, I am not water, I am not fire, is the idea now. Shastra says, these are all okay from the standpoint of body. You are not certainly table, you are not certainly donkey, you are not certainly monkey. But from the standpoint of content, chaitanyam, you are everything. Once the idea comes that I am everything, where is the question of I hurting someone? Therefore, Bhagavan says, sarva bhuta hite rataha. They become men of compassion. They will never hurt any being, incapable of hurting anyone. Shankaracharya writes, ahimsakaha bhavati. They become men of ahimsa. They are interested in the welfare of entire humanity. Jivan muktaha, samadarshinaha, vidvat sanyasinaha. Because jnani alone can be a man of unselfishness. Nobody can be unselfish. Nobody can be unselfish. Everybody will be selfish only because as long as they have an idea of small identity, that one particular body is there, therefore anything which gives happiness or comfort to that body, they will love. Anything which threatens the security and happiness of that body, they will dislike. So naturally, to protect their own happiness, they will be selfish. Only jnani, being a man of knowledge who has understood that in all bodies I alone remain. As the content of all human being, I alone remain. As the content of all the waves, what is the content of all the waves and bubbles in the ocean? Water. So, he is content drishti. He alone can have unselfish love. He can take any risk for the sake of welfare of the humanity. Swami Vivekananda's life, if you study, we find he has taken greatest risk in his life in the form of crossing ocean as a monk. See, he has given up everything for what sake? For the sake of sannyasa, correct? He has taken sannyasa life for the sake of gaining the knowledge or attaining the Lord, correct? So having attained the knowledge or having realized the Lord, what should he have done? He should have simply lived quietly somewhere else, hidden. So he roamed and roamed and roamed entire India. He roamed. When he reached Kanyakumari, his heart was full of sorrow. Not born out of his own problems. He doesn't have any problem. So when he saw a lot of poverty in the Indian community, illiteracy, oppression, especially oppression of women, oppression of masses, when he saw, how can I help this humanity? 3 days and three nights, he meditated on the society, on the condition of the society, on the cause of the problems of the society, solution for the problems. All these things he meditated. A monk who has renounced everything, entire society, for the sake of meditation on Lord. Now he has renounced Lord. That means what? Society became the manifestation of the Lord as far as his understanding is concerned. What is the teaching? Idam sarvam yadayam atma. Entire society is nothing but Bhagavan. So he did not find any problem, and he took a greatest risk even crossing the ocean. He was the first Hindu monk who could cross the ocean. When he came back, he knew that people will not accept him as a monk. Anybody crosses the ocean will lose his monkhood. And he was ready to do that. Why? The love for the humanity. Especially for Indians, especially for women and poor people. He writes. And when he came back, he was not allowed even to enter the temple. You know? He was not allowed to enter the temple. Because in those days, the society told, he has become milecha. He has lost his purity. Like that. How much humiliation? Jnanis will not bother about that. They will never bother about that. Because they know nothing can affect their life. Nothing can. Afterwards, of course, the society understood the level of Swamiji's wisdom. One part of society was welcoming him as a prophet of Hinduism. Another part, at the same time, orthodox group were very much against him. So all these risks he took for the sake of what? Because of sarva bhuta hite rataha. They are the people who have genuine love for entire humanity. So 5 stages is mentioned in this shloka. Kshina kalmashaha, yatatmanaha, rishayaha, chinnadvaida, sarva bhuta hite rataha. Then what is the end of their journey? Brahma nirvanam labhante. They attain moksha, they attain the Lord. Brahmani nirvanam, Brahma nirvanam. Nirvana means what? Merge. Oneness, being one, or attain. Attaining the Brahman is called Brahma nirvana. How can you attain Brahman? How can you attain Brahman? Is it a travel? Or is it a process? Or is it in the form of knowledge? How can you attain space, you tell? How you attain space? By travel will you attain? Is it a future affair? You are already in space. You are already in space. So understanding that I am already one with the space is called attaining the space, because space being all pervasive entity. Similarly, Brahman being all pervasive entity, you cannot attain Brahman by travel. And going to Vaikuntha, these things are all told in the Bhagavatam, correct? In the Puranas, what does it mean? There you go and gain this knowledge that Brahman is everywhere. After going there also, what do you do? There also, through knowledge only you attain the Lord. There also, Krama Mukti it is called. So Brahman being Sarvagadam, all pervasive entity, you attain the Lord by knowledge. Brahman being Nitya Vastu, you need not attain him in future. It is you yourself. Therefore, attaining or merging means dropping the notion that I am away from the Lord. What is the meaning of attaining the Lord? Dropping the notion, unverified notion, born out of ignorance, born out of attachment towards the body. Because of attachment towards the body, I consider myself as different from the Lord, away from the Lord. That's why everybody says, oh Lord. Oh means what? And they will see above also. Not side or down. Why can't oh Lord down you see and tell? Nobody says, oh Lord. That means what? There is a notion. There is a prejudice, unverified notion. I don't know what is the meaning of the word God. What is the meaning of the word Lord, Ishwara? I don't know. So somebody told he is somewhere else hiding. As Shiva, as Vishnu, as Jesus, or Allah, something. So dropping this notion that I am away from the Lord is called attainment of Lord. And owning up the ever existing fact that I am that entity which society calls as Lord. I am that. Aham Brahma Asmi. భగవాన్ కంటిన్యూస్. కామ క్రోధ వియుక్తానాం యతీనాం యత చేతసాం అభితో బ్రహ్మ నిర్వాణం వర్తతే విదితాత్మనాం. సేమ్ ఐడియాస్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక ఆల్సో ఫ్రమ్ అనదర్ యాంగిల్. కామక్రోధ వియుక్తానాం, దే అలోన్ విల్ ఎంజాయ్ ది వన్నెస్ విత్ బ్రహ్మన్ హూ కామక్రోధ వియుక్తానాం, దోస్ హూ ఆర్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ కామ అండ్ క్రోధ. కామ మీన్స్ వాట్? డిసైర్. డిసైర్ మీన్స్ ఇనార్డినేట్ డిసైర్ ఆర్ అధార్మిక్ డిసైర్స్. వై డిసైర్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ మైండ్? యు హావ్ డెల్ట్ దిస్. వై డిసైర్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ మైండ్? బికాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ అన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దట్ సో అండ్ సో పర్టిక్యులర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఐఎమ్ మిస్సింగ్ అండ్ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఈస్ ది సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ మై హ్యాపీనెస్. I am missing that object in my life. If I get that object, I will be happy. Three ideas are involved. First idea is, I am missing it. To have this idea, you should have one more notion that I am different from it. Since I am a small individual, I am away from that particular object, TV or car. TV you can take. Nowadays, people cannot imagine life without TV, I heard. But still in this society people are there, especially young people who did not see even TV for 10 years. Nice thing to hear. But general mind is what? Without TV means not possible to live. So you think TV has the source of sukha. Therefore, whatever happens to TV happens to you. Correct? Whatever happens to TV happens to you. There short circuit means here one short circuit. You get anxiety. That cable TV doesn't work means what you do? You telephone, that fellow doesn't come at all, you get anger. So when the desire is obstructed, you get anger also. Both desire and anger are one and the same thing in two expressions. Before attaining it, you desire. If it is not attained, after struggling, if you don't get it, you get anger. This will go only when you know that this world is neither the object of sukha nor the source of dukkha. No object in the creation, no person in the creation, no situation in the creation you can point out as sukha hetu or dukkha hetu. Anything you point out, I'll tell that it is both or it is neither. For children, 5-star chocolate suppose. Sukha hetu. The same chocolate is dukkha hetu for diabetic. Correct? Fire is the source of heat. So fire is hot every time, at all places, with everyone. Correct? Similarly, you cannot say 5-star chocolate is the source of happiness. If it is the source of happiness, it should be the source of happiness to all people, in all ages, in all countries, in all situations. The same child, when it was 5-year-old child, it was enjoying 5-star Cadbury's, because of which now at the age of 25 itself, diabetic. Now he can enjoy through eyes only. 5-star chocolate he can enjoy through eyes. He cannot touch it. Understand? Same chocolate was the source of happiness at one moment, becomes the source of unhappiness at another moment. So we should understand that my happiness does not depend upon what I have, but it depends upon what I am. As far as my understanding, what I am. If somebody asks you, who are you? Immediately you give one list, na? Your happiness depends upon that list. If you say, I am Brahman, you are the man of happiness. If you say that I am son of the Lord, then you are a happy person. So, no object in the creation can make you a happy person, however much you want to have. Kathopanishad, our Nachiketa challenges Yamadharma Raja, is there anyone who is happy in this creation seen by you, by well? Is there anyone you have seen? He challenges. Yamadharma Raja says, no. Then why you want to bribe me? So, that is called kama krodha Vyuktatvam, you conquer the kama and krodha. How you conquer the kama and krodha? By conquering the notion that happiness is born out of external world. You will use all the objects, but you will not depend upon them. You will not consider that dry bone is the source of blood. The dog philosophy I told, na, 2-3 classes before. Dog only considers dry bone as the source of blood. So dog can have that philosophy, we cannot have that philosophy. Everything in the creation is dry, because everything in the creation is given validity by you. Correct? Himalayas cannot come and say, hey, I am Himalaya. You only say that this is Himalaya. So Himalayas get validity because of you. Ocean gets validity because of you. And gold gets validity because of you. All the human beings consider this as a valid one, so that metal becomes a valid one. Suppose tomorrow onwards, if they consider plastic is the valid one, because it is not going to be destroyed. Okay? You cannot destroy plastic. So all consider plastic is the valid one. Plastic will become valid one. Miles and miles and miles forests are there. Nobody goes there and gets settled in the villages. Everybody comes to the MG road only. So every square millimeter becomes valid one. Who gives that validity? Not real estate business gives. Your own mind gives. So you are the most valuable thing in the creation. Swami Vivekananda used to write in his autograph. Anybody ask autograph, he used to write, you are the most precious thing in the creation. That is what now Vedanta says. By knowing that you are the most precious thing, giving validity to everything in the creation, you go beyond the slavery under the kama and krodha. Then yata chetasam, yatam chetaha antakaranam yeshamte. Same idea. In the last loka, yatatmanaha, Bhagavan told. Now here he says, yata chetasam, one who has self-control, those who have controlled their mind and sense organs, those who have single personality, those who don't have multiple personality. Nowadays, multiple personality is a disorder, you know. But every individual in the creation has multiple personality. He is one type of person in front of his girlfriend or boyfriend or spouse. He is another type of person in front of the employer. And in front of the friends group, another type spiritual person. And in front of sadhus, another type of spiritual person. Evening, one type of spirituality he has. Morning, another type of spirituality he has. In morning he goes to temple and speaks with sadhus and he says that I am devotee of the Lord. Evening he goes to the friends community. This association, that association is there. Now many clubs are there, especially in this Bangalore city, lot of clubs. So what they do? You are another person there, a gambler, you are gambler, you gamble. You become a drunkard. So Bhagavan says, one who has one individuality, one who has conquered all his mass. People have varieties of masks, you know. So every time they change according to the audience, every time they change the mask. Bhagavan says, a spiritual seeker should avoid this multiple personality. He should be a single entity, single person without any conflicts. He should be a same person. How to know whether we are same person or not? A simple occasion I give, you can check yourself. So you drive in a bike, very fast you have to go because meeting is already started and they are waiting, okay? And you have to attend that meeting within 5 minutes. Suddenly, signal comes. When signal comes, if you look this side and that side, you are not a single person. Understand? You look for police, whether police is there or not. That means what? If police is there, you are one type of person. If police is not there, you are another type of person. Understand? So whether others observe me or not, what I am, what is my behavior, how I spend my leisurely time, the quality of my entertainment is the sign of quality of my life. If my entertainment is only shallow one, harming one, sensual one, then my life also is that level. But I try to pretend in front of sadhus, in front of the Lord, oh Lord, how much I am devoted to you. Bhagavan saw yesterday what film. You might have made sure that nobody has seen you, but Bhagavan has seen you. You have seen yourself. So single personality is a very, very important criterion. Then third one is etinam. Etinam means sannyasinam, those who are renunciates, they alone attain the knowledge. That means what? All should become sannyasis. Correct? Here eti means, eti represents always vairagyam, committed spiritual practice. Eti is eti, sannyasi is sannyasi, because of what? Because he has declared that I am committed to spiritual pursuit. I am committed to Vedanta Vichara. I am committed to pursuit of the knowledge. Pursuit of the knowledge is first priority in my life. Suppose somebody comes to meet him. There is a Vedanta class. So if he goes towards meeting that friend or relative, he is not eti. He has to say, sorry, there is a class, I will attend, then I will talk to you. So first priority in life is what? Knowledge pursuit. Even if a person lives in family atmosphere, if he is committed to knowledge pursuit, and if he has love for the Lord and vairagyam towards sense pleasures, he is as good as sannyasi yatihi. Because pursuit of knowledge is always a result of vairagya. You have knocked every door in the creation asking for security, peace and happiness. The vairagi has knocked every door. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? With begging bowl, every individual asks everyone, do you love me? Do you love me? May not be orally, at least mentally. That's why when you enter new place, you want someone to smile at you. These are all the indications, you see. Suddenly you go to a new place and you will look this side, that side. And you expect at least one person to smile, simple smile. At least you want someone to ask, who are you? Correct? Why you want? Why you want that? There is a begging bowl. Somebody should recognize my presence. They should invite me, or at least they should ask, who am I? Then I can tell, I can relate, and I can build up the relationship. So, this Vedantic pursuit is always a result of a proper understanding that nowhere in the creation I can get security, peace and happiness. I should search where it is. In order to search that, he comes to the teacher, guru, and asks, I have searched everywhere, Pariksha Lokan, Karmajitan, Brahmano, Nirveda Maya. I have searched everywhere, I fail. I have come here, oh my teacher, please tell, who is that source of security, peace and happiness? And as we saw in the last class, the teacher points out, it is you, your own real nature. So, love for the Lord determines the intensity of vairagyam towards sense pleasures. Intensity of vairagyam determines the intensity of Vedanta Vichara. Otherwise, these classes will appear to you a simple time pass. You know, Swamiji Ali Hogna, on joke helutare, on the katha helutare. At least time pass can be free from tortures from the grandchildren and wife. So let us go there. It becomes time pass. So, Bhagavan says, Yathina means one who is committed to Atma Vichara. A householder is there. His priority is devotional practices and scriptural vichara, and he is edi. On the other hand, a sannyasi is there, ashrama sannyasi, he has taken sannyasa, he is in garva cloth also. Other than doing this atma vichara, he is engaged in so many activities, building the ashramas and doing service to the society and writing books, giving lectures, suppose. Bhagavan says he is grahastha. He is there? Grahastha. So, vairagyam is the criterion. Viditatmanam, one who knows the real nature of the self, by them only, abhitaha brahman nirvanam vartate. Same idea. The stages of spiritual life, in the previous shloka, first is kshina kalmasha, second one is yatatmanaha, third one is rishayaha, then fourth one is chinnadvaita, last one is what? Sarvabhuta hiterataha. Similarly, in this shloka also, first one is kamakrodha jayam, second one is self-control, third one is vairagyam, fourth one is pursuit of knowledge and gaining that knowledge. When a person gains that knowledge through all this process, abhitaha brahman nirvanam he enjoys the freedom. He comes to know that I am ever free entity. If a seeker goes through all these stages successfully, then freedom becomes karatala amalakavatu, like a gooseberry amalaki in the hand. How much it is real? That much it will be real, that I am a free person. In spite of all cancer, I will say, as Sri Ramakrishna, I will say, you take care of my cancer, I will take care of your cancer. Sri Ramakrishna used to say to his doctor, when doctor comes to check him, Sri Ramakrishna used to say, you take care of my cancer, I will take care of your cancer. Understood? Actually, who won? Who won? Bhagavan Ramakrishna won. That doctor became spiritual person. The doctor could not save body of Ramakrishna. Understood? So, in spite of all problems, in spite of physical problem, in spite of disease, in spite of old age, in spite of people becoming antagonizing, he will say what? I am everything, I love everyone. That is called freedom. Freedom from emotional dependency. That is guaranteed when a person goes through all these stages. Stage of purity, stage of self-control, stage of vairagyam, that is love for the Lord, and stage of knowledge pursuit. When he goes through all these stages, he attains that freedom. More we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.